you know, I witnessed the whole McDonald's phenomenon during my lifetime. And June Martino was, at my age of 16 years old, was already a local icon. Everyone knew who June Martino was, and they knew who Ray Kroc was, because we lived, I mean, I lived in the town where the world headquarters was, right? So, if you didn't work for McDonald's, you were going to be, you know, I mean, it was that, because everyone, you know, in the world headquarters, right? So one of the things that astonished me, Danielle, was I had always thought to be rich and successful, you had to be a jerk. You had to take advantage of people. You had to push people down. You had to be me only oriented, you know, whatever it takes, the way you always justify the means. That's what I thought. Danielle, she was so the opposite. It wasn't even funny. She was nice. She was approachable. While I was buffing in her house, because she had maids and butlers there, they're full-time people. But she would say hi to me even if I didn't see her, because I was looking down buffing the floor. I mean, very approachable, never condescending. The opposite of what I thought a successful person should be.